Good morning. This is Kalani and Ash with your 10 AM deadlines.
In local news, a 99-year-old Townsville man has gone viral after his daughter-in-law posted a simple request on a Facebook group asking for a few birthday cards. Within a week, more than 50 cards arrived at Cliff Kimlin's retirement home, causing them to redirect future deliveries. By the time Mr. Kimlin reached 99 years of age, more than 500 letters arrived, along with gifts, visits from former Broncos stars, and visits with animals from a local zoo. On the morning of his birthday, he was even taken for a ride in a police car before spending the day with his family. Cliff and his family are grateful for the support and community engagement after a tough year due to his son's passing and are committed to passing on the support.
A researcher at the University of Queensland made an accidental discovery that could lead to a new treatment for common viruses and even disrupt deadly viruses such as Ebola. UQ neuroscientist Dr. Merha Joensu was researching neurological pathways in children affected with rare genetic disorders when she made a breakthrough. Essentially, the discovery found a way to disrupt how viruses speak from one cell to the next. With enough interference, viruses might not be able to form properly. The genius of the breakthrough is that it doesn't target the virus itself, and rather the communication between viruses, unlike other antiviral methods, which attack viruses directly and are thus only effective so long as the virus doesn't mutate.
In national news, today marks the first full day of Ben Carroll's new role as Victorian Premier after replacing Jacinta Allan. With the state election looming, he's expected to get straight into his tasks, including picking his cabinet and setting the terms of reference for the Royal Commission into the construction sector that he has already announced. This morning, he will have his first press conference in the Bourke Street Kmart after working there during his studies and stating that he, quote, got a good understanding of the importance of unions in helping working people.
ANZ conducted a customer poll that has the outlook of economic gloom for Australians. Consumer confidence dropped to 71.2 points in late July, which is 15.5 points lower than this time last year. 52% of Australians reported that their families were worse off this year, with 43% expected to be worse off again this time next year, compared to a 20% of people who can expect improvement. Poll responders had a pessimistic outlook across the next 5 years, with just 7% expecting good times for the economy within 5 years. Just 17% of people said now is a good time to make major household purchases, compared to the 44% who believed the opposite.
In international news, a major award and final large remaining honour is set to be removed from Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, close to a year after he lost royal titles due to connections with Jeffrey Epstein. The Freedom of the City of London Award was received by Andrew in 2021, inherited by him as his father held it. The award is an ancient tradition thought to be continued since 1237. Recipients may apply, be nominated, or inherit the award. It is often held for those who have significantly contributed to the public life of the English people or those who have celebrated a major achievement. The organisation that administers the award and manages Ancient City Centre, the City of London Corporation, criticised the former prince in May after he failed to surrender his award despite their request. Now, the City of London Corporation is creating a process to remove Andrew's inherited right to the award, as it does not currently have the ability to do so.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.